Now we have reached the time for our second feature for you, which is again read by regular feature reader Ian Robertson. Last week we gave you an opinion piece from the paper by regular columnist Keith Skipper. Apologies now to a certain extent that again we are using a Keith Skipper article. However, we hope that you will find his take on the North-South divide interesting.
A puckish friend who glories in being a bit older and wiser than most still reckons the 3 hours of his school days stood for ration books, rickets and ringworm. He came a bit more up to date on our last meeting by dropping his questions down the well of homely chunter without waiting to hear a splash. Is there a North-South divide in Norfolk? It makes some useful parting shots for someone keen to avoid key issues in the great debate about our county's future. Living on the edge of North Norfolk for well over 30 years leaves me slightly short of immediate comparisons. I can recall pre-pandemic missionary work in the likes of Banham, Blow Norton and Bressingham, underlining significant differences on the socio-economic front, but I can't vouch for the current warmth of relations between Bodham and Buston, Sheringham and Shelfanger, Wells and Wacton. I suspect we still get more holidaymakers beside the sea. Are there any second homes in Carlton Road or North Lopham? Do they get celebrity chefs around the fleshpots of Tivetshall St Mary? Is there a posh hat shop in Tibbenham? Can you get fresh crabs in Wilby? Frankly, most people afforded a choice avoid the functional grimness of the A140 road, even when cowslips and primroses adorn its verges, and so deny themselves opportunity to be impressed by fair Fawnsets or pretty Pullums. That ugly scar right down the middle must be a ploy to protect southern communities from excesses of their northern neighbours that they take for granted, especially on a packed holiday beat. You don't find many sharabangs in Beeston Regis, revellers, pulling up for a pint at Fairfield. However, you can easily pick out a Kenning Hall or a new Buckingham accent on a busy day in a Burnham Market bistro. So they tell me. Of course, there are several little spanners to throw in the geographical works before any clear decision can be made about the size of any cultural divide or vast geographical gap. For a start, Northwold is in Norfolk and has little in common with Southwold, star of the Suffolk coast, selling itself as Cromer with an A-level. North Elnham is in Norfolk. South Elnham is in Suffolk. North Walsham and South Walsham are both in Norfolk, but a considerable distance from each other. The North version is bracing itself for 1,800 new homes to the west of the town, carrying a catchy label of Sustainable Urban Extension. To make life a little simpler, North Reps has close diplomatic ties with South Reps. North Creek exchanges pleasantries with South Creek next door. North Pickenham is still on nodding acquaintance with South Pickenham, if the wind's in the right direction. Encouraging signs of peaceful coexistence. But what about the bigger picture? Does one part of the county really care what goes on in the other? Could Reepham give a hoot if Attleborough doubled in size overnight? Will Elsham celebrate if Long Stratton gets a bypass to go with a few hundred more houses and its own traffic warden and community cohesion officer? Was Thorpe Parva jealous when John Major found a coastal refuge at Weybourne? My feeling is we are locked into certain perceptions, and it will take much more than another local government revolution, like getting rid of district councils or another layer of local democracy, to encourage a wider outlook. North Norfolk exudes a superior air fashioned out of the well-heeled, retired and trendy visitors who can read a menu in three languages. that hackney epithet, Chelsea-on-Sea, embraces a recession-proof belief in certain areas, and plenty of others are keen to bask in reflected glory when the going gets tough. South Norfolk has a far more workmanlike approach to life, with Norwich Jobs on one side and Ipswich Delights on the other. Commuters to London compare notes at Diss and then return to their rural sanctuaries for allotments, real ale and amateur dramatics. A mystery outing to the seaside is an annual treat. I may have missed the odd Home Rule for Napton rally or nude paintballing adventures in the woods near Gissing, but these little pen pictures largely sum up the north-south divide. Cromer and Co. will be perfectly happy to see a major share of even more of the county's housing development plonked on any remaining rolling acres on either side of the A140. Diss and Co. will be equally pleased to count a whirl of new wind farms off the Sheringham coast as soon as the green gods give another nod. That shouldn't affect the flow of fresh crabs into Wilby. Horses for courses. Perhaps until glossy magazine editors decree it's time to uncover the next seriously stylish spot on the Norfolk map. Sleepy backwaters down south can be transformed into places where everyone wants to be seen and heard. We'll know that notorious gap is dwindling when a new seafood restaurant opens in Bunwell and Skoal is rechristened Academy. A posh nightclub will liven up Thelveton. Friends must welcome new neighbours carrying copies of Vogue and Tatler. Who knows, it could be just a matter of time before decimalisation finally reaches Wynfarthing and Quiddenham.